Well, we are broadcasting live from more than 600 affiliates in North America, and that's including Puerto Rico, Guam, and Canada. Somebody was on Facebook going, I'm in Canada. Can I hear the show? Yes, absolutely. In fact, because of the internet, you can listen from all over. You are listening to Coast AM. That's why we call it that. And out of the iHeart Studios here in Louisville, Kentucky, 840 WHAS, I'm Connie Willis. We've got some really cool stuff happening with Steve Huff coming up for you in just a few minutes. I do want to remind you about our TV show that Nori is a host of. It's called Beyond Belief TV. It's just 99 cents for the first month, and you can enjoy many past shows. Just go to beyondbelief.com. You can see it there, and you can see all the different shows that he has. I mean, there's already a ton already up there, and it seems pretty new to me that he's been doing this. He's got a lot of shows to choose from. You're not going to run out of shows, and then he's continuing to make more. You can check out the trailer as well, and that's on our website, and that's at coasttocoastam.com. Connie Willis with Steve Huff and more sound effects coming up on Coast to Coast AM. Hey there, this is Connie Willis on Coast to Coast AM. Our guest tonight is paranormal investigator Steve Huff of Huff Paranormal. He's got spirit boxes, ghost hunter apps, portals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And who knows what this mad scientist will make in the future. But we're going to, what he does is he takes these this technology wherever he goes pretty much, and he talks to something on the other side. He actually is now built up from just a word here or there to conversations. We're going to go right into some of these sound effects because he's given us a whole lot of clips to listen to tonight. So let's go ahead into the first one, and then we'll ask Steve what it's all about. Let's go to the next one in line. Oh my gosh, that is extremely creepy on that one.
Did you hear it? Did you hear it? What do you think it said?
It said, slowly our sleeping will, was it possess you?
Possess you. That's what I hear. And I don't understand how sleeping will possess. I don't understand what they mean by that, but that was a pretty creepy message when I got it in. I was like, what's going on?
And that's what you think it says too, slowly our sleeping will possess you?
That's what I think it says. Now, of course, these are all, you know, these audio clips, some people hear them differently, which is perfectly okay. I just show what I hear, and especially with some of these that are so clear, to me, like that one is almost unmistakable.
Well, let's hear it again so everybody can listen. It's slowly our sleeping will possess you is what he believes it says. So let's listen again. Oh, my gosh.
There it goes.
I don't know what that last word is for sure, but that's creepy because he's so slow, you know?
Ooh. Yeah, and that was using my Wonder Box and that Divination Box app that's free on Android, and that's the one that uses the reverse speech. So, again, we have a full, you know, like phrase coming out that's not reversed. So that's what you got to think about, like, how's this happening? You know, it's cool and crazy at the same time.
yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Let's hear the next one and see if we'll listen to it first and see if we can pull it out.
Sure.
I think that's the best way to do it, like we've been doing.
Yeah, so definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do this. The next one.
You'll be ready.
Who'll be ready?
I got chills on that one.
So I heard you'll be ready or he'll be ready, and then I said, who'll be ready? And then I heard, I will meet God, which that was using. Now, this is what this was using. It was using my little device. It's kind of like a portable portal. I called it the SP1. But the source is, like I talked about earlier, the scanning radio. So how can a scanning radio deliver this kind of not only message, but the tone and the voice and the it just doesn't sound like radio. So that's
so again, say, well, yeah.
What's going on?
So again, what did you hear? So we can play it back and everybody can hear okay. it and listen for that.
Yeah, I heard in the very beginning something like "he'll be ready" or "you'll be ready," and then you hear me say "who will be ready," and then I hear after a pause, "I will meet God." So that's what I hear.
Okay, Nathan, let's hear that one again.
He'll be ready. Who'll be ready?
Wow, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like for sure. And again, on my YouTube channel, that you could see the actual videos in real time as this stuff is happening. So instead of little clips, so if anybody wants to check it out. But yeah, it's very interesting. And this is the kind of stuff I think that pulls me back in, you know, because I'm like, well, am I going to get more information next time? Maybe I'll find out some answers.
Yeah, so, that's what it's all about is, you know, if you can communicate to whatever you're communicating to, if you can get answers. I mean, people that even talk with the Bigfoot, the Forest Friends, the your channel to other people, cousins and aunts and uncles and things that have people that have passed, you know, it's all about, well, did you ask them where they are, what it looks like, what's going on, what should we expect? And to get answers, I think you seem to be getting some. So let's head on to the next one. I just want to get a couple of them in here. So
yeah, let's get some of these done. They're fun.
Yeah, too, so. I know. Awesome. Everybody loves it. That's the wonderful world of radio, the theater of the mind. So, and by the way, I want everybody to know that even though I'm broadcasting out of 840 WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky, it's an iHeartMedia studio, and Steve is in. You're in Phoenix, right?
Yeah, I'm in Arizona.
You're in Arizona.
Arizona.
But we have our producer, Nathan Staton, who is, by the way, from Kentucky. Yay! He's the producer out in L.A., so he's the one running the board for us and helping us out. So if you hear me say Nathan, that's who we're talking to. He's doing a great job for us. So, so Nathan, let's try number five and listen to that one.
Who's coming?
Oh, that one's much harder to hear.
Yeah, try that one again.
That one sounds different over the phone to me, but yeah, let's hear it again.
Different.
Who's coming?
I don't know what
it
is, but it's
sounds like a growl. Because where it says the word at the end, I repeated it twice, so it sounds kind of like they're blending together. But I heard in the very beginning, he's coming, but it comes in really quick. But I caught it with my ear in real time, so I said, who's coming? And then it sounds like it says spirit. And then I repeat the word spirit. So that's what I think it says.
Okay, so he's coming, who's coming, spirit.
I say who's coming. No, that's my voice saying who's coming.
Right, right. But that it goes, he's coming, and you say who's coming, and it's spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, let's listen again.
Yeah.
Who's coming?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
that
you're
was
right.
A little weird. I don't know. Yeah, tough. Now that I'm hearing it over the phone, the next
now,
one won't be.
Now weird, you so hear it like we hear it.
Exactly. I'm turning into the skeptics. Hey, that's not saying.
That Steve guy is full of it. No. You know, it's funny because when we did work together, you you could pick up on things, and then you would. And I don't think it was a manipulation going on because I would be weary of that, but I would say, what? And you would tell me. And then when I heard it back, you can definitely hear it, but you're used to hearing this and, you know, you're picking up really quickly.
Yeah.
And it's different voices. Yeah. And it can be a female or a male or freaky or slow or fast or, you know, just crazy. I remember you had a telephone ringing on one of them. The telephone was ringing on the other side.
Yeah, right? That's right.
Am I right? Okay. It's
no,
like
that,
a
yeah,
telephone.
I remember that now. Exactly. Yep.
Maybe somebody got a text or something. Maybe that was their sound effect.
That's funny because I say the last 3-4 months, a lot of the things coming through, I'll ask for a spirit name that they always talk about, and they'll say, did you call him or call? They'll tell me to call. And they've also said that they use a device on their side to talk to us. So that's getting into a whole other ball game. You know, who knows?
Wow.
It could be something we don't even imagine.
I got to ask you more about that. I want to play some more clips for everybody, but I got to ask you about that. Wow, that's like being in another dimension and whatever their dimension is like. I mean, golly, that's...
Yeah, exactly.
You're in the Twilight Zone. Right. Okay, Nathan, let's go to number six here.
Where do you come from?
That's one of those whispers.
Inferior, which inferior, from what I was told and understand, could represent hell. So that's a crazy answer because, you know, a lot of people always say, ask them where they're at. Ask them what. So I do, and I get an answer like this. So.
And what did you say inferior was? You cut out on me.
Inferior, I was told after that video posted that means that means like hell.
So, okay. Now,
I googled it and found that's a meaning for hell, basically. So when I ask where are you from, there's a pause. And the Wonder Box I use, the way it works is you'll hear like that noise you hear in the background. That's like part reverb, part of what I feel helps them come through. But again, that was using that reverse audio app where there's no audio in there that plays forward. So there's a word, inferior, when I ask where they're at.
Yeah, now listen to this again closely, and you're going to hear it as a kind of a quick whisper, but also it gets slower at the end of the word, and it's kind of weird. Anyway, let's try number six again.
Where do you come from?
That's scary.
Yeah, you caught that. There is a whisper. There is a whisper before he says inferior. I don't know what the whisper's saying. I just really recognize the inferior. But there is something being said before inferior. But it is very creepy.
I got chills.
One more time.
Of course we will. Go ahead.
Where do you come from?
Yeah. It sounds like a woman too. I don't ever want to hear that one again. Okay, cross that one off the list.
This is the stuff I deal with every day. It's like, if I'm so used to it, I'm kind of like, you know,
dude, they're taking you away one day. Somebody owns your soul, and it's not you. You better watch out.
I better watch it. That's what I'm thinking.
Let's do one more here in this segment, and then I'll ask you some other questions.
Oh, this is a fun one. Okay.
Let's do number seven there, Nathan. Thank you.
Go to bed now. Go to bed now.
Oh, that's hilarious. So, what was going on?
I woke up at 3 a.m, which has been happening often, and I feel absolutely wired, and I can't sleep. And I'm like, well, I'll go do a session. So on that night, I was building this device that I called the Wonder Box, but it was like a prototype. And I had an effect on there. The reason it sounds so slow and low is because I had a pitch shifting effect to see if that could possibly help. So I'm in there, I'm, you know, doing my session. And what comes through is go to bed now. Like, they're telling me, stop doing this and go to bed.
That's funny. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, first of all, okay, when you do wake up out of nowhere at 3 a.m., the time that everything seems to happen that's spooky, creepy, and scary, and then you go and get the box and start talking to the other side.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
You are a brave man. So let's hear it again. He said that, and I heard it immediately, it's go to bed now, so listen to this.
Go to bed now? Go to bed now?
Go to bed now so we can do some creepy things to you while you're sleeping. I mean,
maybe that's what it is. You know, they'll possess you when you're sleeping. But that was using that Wonder Box with Anthony Sanchez's SCD-1, the app I helped make with him. So that's what that was. I was going to say, that was actually when I heard that come in, I was like, what? I couldn't believe it because it's so matched. With what was going on. It was 3 a.m. I should be in bed, and they're telling me to go to bed. So, but now that you
parental.
Said, yeah, they want me to go to bed so they can do something to me. Now I'm like, maybe that's why they wanted me to go to bed.
Yep, that's why. I hate to break the news to you. Don't think about that next time or anything. But, okay, so We'll play some more in the next segment. Before that happens, tell me about all the different boxes that you use before we take the break, okay, and different apps that you use. And
okay. Yeah, I use, first of all, I have, which you saw, the GeoBox made by George Brown, which is getting some, it's probably one of the most desired all-in-one spirit boxes out there. Just because it has that old school look and charm, and it works so well. And it's been on TV, Nick Groff's new show, Paranormal Lockdown. He's using a GeoBox. So it's really cool to see George getting some exposure with it. And I also use my boxes, which, like I've been talking about, this Wonder Box, and it kind of looks like a Frankenstein, but it works so well. And I don't sell them. I tell people how to make them. So
is that the portal? Is that what you're calling the portal?
Yeah, it's like an advanced portal. So I have the portal, which I think I sent you one.
Yeah, I've got one. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then the Wonder Box is like the next evolution. And what I added to the Wonder Box is custom, because I use the reverb and the noise reduction. And I made a custom reverb preset tuned for ITC, or at least that's what I was going for. And then I added a reverse effect to it. So basically, this reverse will take so much, I don't know if it's 7-8 seconds of audio that you feed into it at a time and reverse it and play it back in real time backwards. So my thought on that was, well, if it's coming out backwards, we shouldn't hear answers to our questions. So it was just another way to add something to it that would make people think, well, how is this happening? And there's been others doing the reverse thing. There was, before me, I think it was a year before me, there was a guy, who, Steve Holte, who came up with a reverse box. And I didn't really notice it much until later, but then, you know, it wasn't really doing much from what I saw him using it. And then later, you know, a year later, I'm like, that reverse thing popped into my head again. And I was like, well, let's try this reverse thing. And it actually works really well, but a lot of people, if you don't have, I like to say, like, these boxes, you can't just buy one or make one and expect to instantly talk to the dead. You have to have, well, in my experience, what I've learned is you have to build up a relationship and a connection to the spirits. And I feel that if they trust you or if they are attracted to you for some reason, whether it's good or bad, I don't know, then you will get results like this. But I've seen people get results like me, and I've seen people try and get nothing. So I always like to say it's 75% the operator and probably 25% the device. But yeah, so I use the Wonder Box, and then I just made a little guy, like a mini portal that's battery operated, and you can hold it with one hand and take it anywhere. And that I mainly use with one of the radios. So I use radio, I use apps, and the apps is that Divination Box that's free on Android. I built an app with Matt Payne called The Portal. That's free on Android, and it's a reverse speech experimental app. And then, of course, Anthony Sanchez, I use most of his apps, but my favorites are the SCD1, and that's ghosthunterapps.com. I use the SCD1, I use Vasibus. Ethereal is amazing for me. So, and there's actually some well-known people starting to use these apps, Ethereal. I think John Zaffis has been using Ethereal, and he's getting some crazy good results. So it's good stuff all the way around. A lot of people don't believe in the apps, but I have gotten just as good results from apps as radio.
Yeah, and it's funny because I got the apps from Anthony, and he was showing me how to do it, and he uses Bluetooth, of course, and there were things in my house I had to shut it off. I didn't want them roaming around in my house. So if you don't want that, then you need to use it somewhere else. Don't play around with it in your own house. It can attract them too, or at least you'll know they're there. Connie Willis, along with Steve Huff, here on Coast to Coast AM. Stay with us. More to come. It's Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. I'm one of the guest hosts on the weekends. Connie Willis, very happy to be here talking with Huff Paranormal's Steve Huff. And we're talking about Well, he's a paranormal investigator by trade. He has his own photography. He's a professional photographer, and he's got a cool site, and that's like, you know, his day job where he can eat from. Then the paranormal world where, you know, we all know it's very hard to make money. It's certainly for the passion. But he's telling me about all his different boxes and the technology that he uses to talk to something on the other side. We're going to ask him specifically what he believes that may be once again, because he was kind of getting into it earlier. But just to let you know, there was a time when I had met Steve originally. It was along with Anthony Sanchez and David Weatherly and David Spinks, and there were a few other people there too. We were traveling around with a show that Anthony's putting together, Paranormal Shock, and we had these boxes, and that was pretty new to me to see these. And the box he had at the time was Geo Box, and I believe that was the one. We had it in the bedroom I was staying in, and that was not cool. Never, don't ever, if it scares you, don't use that machine or those boxes or those apps anywhere in a room that you're going to sleep if that bothers you, because it will tell you if they're there for sure. But I don't know if it was that particular location or when we went on location, I think, to the famous bar downtown that I'll ask Steve the name of. But the box, when I think it could have been Weatherly talking at the time, David Weatherly of Black Eye Children. You've heard him here on Coast many times. My name was said out of the blue, Connie, and it freaks you out because things do come out of these boxes that match up with what you're asking or what's going on in the room. And, you know, to just be sitting there listening to it for the first time as well and, you know, wondering, does this really work? Is this really happening? And then it says your name. There's no reason that should have happened. Steve, I'm not sure if you were there during that or if that was a time.
I was.
Were you there? That was crazy.
Yeah, he was using a Frank's box, which is really hard to find today, but that, you know, made by Frank Sumption, who was basically the inventor of the spirit box. So he had this really nice Frank's box that Frank gave him or sold him. And I remember he had it on at the Washoe Club in Virginia City is where we were.
Oh, that's it. Okay, yes, that's it.
Yeah, and he had it running, and it said your name loud and clear. We all heard it. You know, that's another thing. You have to sit and say, well, what are the odds of mass scanning radio saying the name of someone who's there around the box? You know, that just the odds of that are very slim. So I've come to the conclusion there is 100%, without question, something going on. And I've learned recently, well, more like the last year or two, that the way they're coming through, at least for me, is they're totally changing the audio. So, for example, I've done tests with Matt Payne of Paranormal Shadows UK, and I said, can you make me a bank of words that just play random words? I forgot how many words we had in it. But let's just say, for the sake of the example, we put 20 words in this bank, and it would be simple words like Tom, dog, you know. So, and as it would play the word, it would show the word on the screen, so we know what's coming through. So I played it on camera, and I would ask questions. And as I was asking questions, a couple answers came in that were totally manipulated. Like, it was not what the word was that was popping up. So that proved they're changing that audio. So that's what, like, my device is the Wonderbox, the portal. That's kind of the theory they run on. I've fed police scanners, a free police scanner app into my Wonderbox, and there's some crazy stuff that comes through. It's not police because they're calling me by name and answering my questions. I'll then reverse it with the police scanner going in, and they're still answering my questions.
Okay, go ahead.
My conclusion is that I've even used cat meows as audio and manipulated the cat meows.
Wow.
It wasn't perfect, but they were trying to manipulate that cat meow to answer my question. So they manipulate audio somehow electronically, and I don't know how. You know, that's beyond our comprehension probably, but it's amazing stuff. That's the bottom line.
You know, so you're saying you're saying that, okay, because I remember Anthony Sanchez talking about when he did his app that there was a bank of all these words, and they were like, you know, tons and tons of words, and they pull from those words. Okay, so what a great thing you did. You just said, you know, just put 20. So let me just make sure I've got this right. So you put in like 20, and cat, dog, whatever. And then you were not only, and then the word came up like a font on the screen. Okay, so you were getting words that were not put into that bank. Was it also showing up on the font as a different word from what was put in? Well, like, that's
for example,
absolutely
this is just
crazy.
An example. I don't remember the exact word, but like an example would be if you see the word dog, you know, pop up that it's playing the word dog, but on the audio you're hearing a name Roy or Jenny, or, you know, they're changing the audio. And I've seen them and heard them do it in real time. And there's some clips later, which I will explain, which are absolutely unbelievable to most people who hear them. I mean, if I wasn't in this field, I would have a very hard time believing these last clips, that, not right now, but later on, that we're going to play. And I'll tell you exactly how they were captured at the time, but it's pure audio manipulation from the spirits. You know, a lot of skeptics will say, you're manipulating the audio. But no, it's the spirits in real time. And the box I made, what I found out is the reverb and the other parts of it are helping and aiding them. And they call my devices by name now. Just yesterday, I posted a session, and they said something like, go back to the portal. You know, so it's like they talk.
Wow.
It's crazy. That's why you can have an app that has a bank of sounds, and to someone who has a connection, it doesn't matter what's in that bank. But to people who might be starting out, because when I started out, I would notice they would pull some words from the bank and to give an answer, but they weren't always clear answers. And as I progressed in doing this more and more, I would notice a change in the voice, the tone, and the length of the replies that were coming out. So it's pretty incredible what's happening.
Okay.
I mean,
So they're telling you, go use this other machine, you know, go to the portal, go to bed. They're not saying anything like go kill, you know, anyone or go, you know, hurt yourself, are they? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, what's it telling you to do? Make a ham sandwich. What else is this telling you to do? I mean, you can have that power, obviously.
In that context, when they said go to the portal, they were actually talking to another spirit, because then another spirit will answer them.
Oh.
So you could run these devices and just listen, and you'll hear conversations between these, you know, entities that call themselves spirits. And you could just sit there and like eavesdrop, and you'll hear things that you just won't believe sometimes. It's hard for me to believe it too, but I experience it all the time. So I know it's, and I accepted it as a reality, but
the phone ringing was really crazy for me to hear. That was, I remember hearing that. It was like, and I think you even reacted like a phone. Was that a phone? Do you have a phone? Well, let's go back to some of the sounds and you can describe those for us. Nathan, I think we're on number 8 now. Yeah, I got that one.
Did you get it?
I did. You are enlightened.
Yeah, that's what I hear. You are enlightened. That's what I heard. And again, that's using that divination box with reverse audio. So
let's hear it again real quick before you talk about it. You are enlightened is what we heard. Is there a way to get that clearer, or is that, I mean, obviously that's what you're working on, isn't it?
Yeah, it's,
because like, that's pretty darn clear.
Watch it. Well, when you go to like even your the Coast to Coast website, I noticed put up some clips, and on my computer they sound pretty clear on there, or the videos on YouTube on my channel. But it's part of the device I'm using. That's one of the drawbacks. The reverb I was talking about, if you turn it up really high, the replies get longer and longer, but they become almost impossible to hear. If you turn it down all the way and without any reverb, I get maybe one-tenth of the replies. If I turn it up, you know, midway, it's a sweet spot, but you still have that background noise that's not really static, but it's that reverb, that wash of reverb that many think they're using that to prolong their replies. But, you know, it's all theories. Who knows? It's very cool, though.
It is. Okay, let's go to number 9.
Can the gentleman come back that was talking? He's easier to understand using that voice. You know, a lot of people saw my last couple videos. So is there anything you want to say to all those?
Well, I guess it was at the end there. What are we hearing, Steve?
Yes, so as I go through, I'm saying some things, and if you listen closely, you'll hear the voice, a low-level voice, saying yes. Like, twice it happens as I'm talking, like they're confirming what I'm saying. And then I say, do you have anything to say? I was ready to turn it off. And I hear end sickness is what I hear.
End sickness, and that's at the very end of it, right?
Yeah, the last two words, yeah.
Okay, yeah, and it did sound like, I mean, I hate to say it, but like a slithering snake that, yes, that makes sense now, it's saying yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's listen, and he says he hears end sickness at the very end.
Can the gentleman come back that was talking? He's easier to understand using that voice. You know, a lot of people saw my last couple videos. So is there anything you want to say to all those?
That's weird. It's sounding weird to me over the phone again, but.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I heard it pretty well. I could hear
it
pretty
well.
Did
you? Okay, good. Yeah.
So hopefully it's going out to everyone else like that. Yeah, you can hear the end since, I don't know, sickness, senseless,
yeah.
Something. But you can definitely hear the end and the yeses. Ugh.
Yeah.
And you go to bed happy at night, you're fine, no problem, rainbows,
somehow,
and, you know, everything.
You know, somehow I do. And I always ask myself, like, why am I not scared of this?
What's wrong
you know,
with
I,
me?
I can't explain it, but, you know, there's a lot of people who do this who have
yes, I know.
So,
you know,
it, I don't know,
conversations
over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm messing with you too, because obviously I have a lot of friends that do the same thing. So let's go to number 10, Nathan.
All right, well, thank you. Angels something.
Okay, yeah, I heard that the second time.
Yeah, angels help us, is that right?
Angels will help us. Yeah, that's what I heard on that. Angels will help us. And that's using the SCD-1, which is Anthony's app that scans internet radio. And we came up with that to avoid the static of like an AM or FM. So it's scanning internet radio channels. And the fact that something comes out that sounds like angels will help us is pretty interesting.
It is. Do you know what you asked for that too?
I don't, but the full video is on my YouTube, but I can't remember right before what I asked.
Okay. And you have neat videos. Most of them are short and sweet, which is great. And they're really neat. So let's hear that one more time. Angels will help us.
All right. Well, thank you. Angels something.
Yeah, I hear angels.
I definitely hear angels. Yeah, I definitely hear angels. So,
yeah,
you know, the rest sounds a little iffy on through the phone, but angels I heard loud and clear that time.
Wow. Okay. Let's go to number 11. Let's hear this one.
I heard angel.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead. What did you hear?
I was going to say, I hear I'm with your angel. And that's. I think that was the same session, possibly, where they brought up angel again.
Okay, let's hear that again then.
I heard angel.
Wow, it is saying, I'm with your angel. One more time, so everybody, it's I'm with your angel. Take a listen to that.
Heard angel.
Yeah, that's very distinctive, I think, and also very positive sounding. Somebody is there with your angel.
So I've gotten a lot of positive as well. I do get messages where they say I'm protected or I'm always with the light and I have a protector. So I do get that, and maybe that eases my mind a little bit. But, you know, I used to, you know, the first couple of years I did this, I was always like, oh, there's no demons. They're not going to get you. But after that attack I had, I now acknowledge definitely there's evil and there's good. So there's good and bad that comes with doing this work. So you get both.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, when I first met you, it was, you know, I'd never seen you before. Mm-hmm. But when I did, I saw you in person, your eyes looking at my eyes looking at your eyes. And there was just a certain sparkle in your eyes. And it's not that like, oh, he's got a sparkle in his eyes. It was more like, oh, my gosh, what is that in his eyes? And that was, you know, you had an experience, too, at that time.
Yeah,
in the
that
middle,
was after that attack,
yeah. Well, we'll talk about that experience because I was kind of, I was there watching it with you, watching it happen with you, and that was something that you hadn't experienced at that point in time. So we'll talk about that when we come back, and more sounds of Steve Huff talking to something on the other side. Again, we'll ask him what he thinks that is, too. That's next here on Coast to Coast AM.